listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome. You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Share your eBay aspirations just like Mark Montgomery did in our previous segment at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
I love him.
Mark's a great guy.
There were so many great comments about him on the chat board.
They love him.
They absolutely adore him. Let me read you some of the comments. You gotta love this guy.
Even the duck loves him.
Dance set Joyce, of course, says, "Way to go, Mark. I think if anyone deserved this reward, it's you. I wish I could be 50 in Paris or Rome or Kansas, even," she says. Mark is so dedicated and a great person, too. Hoo-hoo Depot said that. That's, of course, Patty
Coleman.
Someone
said, he's a doll.
He is a little cutie pie, too. And you know what? CJ said something interesting. People who have hobbies and days off haven't discovered eBay. And it's true. He said he gave up some stuff. You know, his days off that he gets from work. He does, instead of going out and doing a hobby, he does eBay to earn more money. And so you have to have a little bit of this dedication in order to do it. Someone says, I could go along with Mark and be his official photographer.
You could.
Somebody else says, hey, Mark, need a luggage carrier?
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little bit of fun with Mark.
All right, gee, in certain contexts of past news stories, that could be read the wrong way, but that's okay.
Okay, we have some contact us. And by the way, if you're too shy to call in at 888-RADIO-30, but we'd love you to call in. But if you're too shy, or maybe you're at work, or you just plain old don't want to call in, you can use the contact us link on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and they come straight to me during the show. So Steve in Portland, Oregon, Griff, known on eBay as Sporting Life, says, hi, I heard you talk about the sales maximizer tool that's being rolled out. It sounds like exactly what I'm looking for, as I find it a hassle to have to offer discounts by refunding. Also, I'd like to incentivize buyers to purchase multiple items. Is there a way to request this tool sooner? Do you know about this tool, Griff? I know we talked about it over the air, but I don't remember.
Which tool?
The sales maximizer.
I don't think so, but I think there was a link. I don't remember. It's coming, so this should be out. It should be rolled out within the next few weeks.
Barbara in Island Lake, Illinois, known on eBay as GoZoomy. Hey, Barbara, what's your question or comment today?
Oh, I think I have the secret word.
Oh, okay.
It's cuistuary.
Cuistuary. Yes, that's correct.
Yay!
What does that word mean, I wonder?
It means it's concerned with profit and money-making. So it's perfect for eBay.
That's perfect. Exactly. And you're going to win, or you have won, that beautiful little travel tote. You can put a sandwich in it. You could put a little snack, a sneaky snack. It's insulated. It keeps it warm or keeps it cold. And I can't wait to send it to you. And all you have to do is send me an email with the subject line, eBay. With the subject line, secret word. That's all you have to put.
Okay.
Okay, great.
And the email has to contain your USPS shipping address. No, I'm sorry, FedEx shipping address, which means it's no post office box.
Barbara, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, Barbara.
Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30. Okay, we have another contact us. Carlos Perry from Rockville, Maryland. Love your show. Thanks. Question. Will top-rated sellers or store subscribers be offered better sales analytics and measuring tools? I'd like to closely track the sources of listing views that lead to sales, especially monitoring real-time statistics for mobile-sourced sales, social media, especially Pinterest, native eBay search, Google, etc. I want to focus my efforts on the highest ROI marketing activities, but can't measure ROI based on sales report tools eBay currently offers. Should I just focus on ranking well in eBay Best Match? Or are off-eBay searches that land on an eBay listing page becoming a more significant lead engine? Thanks.
Well, I get mixed feelings about that. So first, to answer your question, yes, the tools are, they'll be improved and enhanced over the next, in the short term. I'm not going to make any over-promises about when. It's natural as a business person to want to know where they're coming from. I personally don't ever use them. I just focus on making sure that my listings are optimized for eBay, utilizing the best practices that we actually post. I follow what we preach. And that seems to work just fine for me. But the current traffic reports and analytic tools, they should be, you should look for enhancements in the next year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This person is David from Messina, New York, known on eBay as, I love his name, Big Daddy, DWG. Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy,
DWG. You know what that's from?
Big Daddy?
Cat on a hot
It TV. Is. Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth Whoa. Taylor, who could forget the way
the
she
mendacity.
Said it.
Oh. And me. Yeah, that's now that I look like Burl Ives, that's me.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Big Daddy G.
Have you ever watched Dog the Bounty Hunter?
I think I've come across it.
I love that. I'm so hooked on the reruns. I'm so hooked. And it's kind of a tacky family, but I love them dearly because I'm a tacky family too. But Beth calls him Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah. So here's somebody. So David says, hello, Griffin Lee. I am a new seller, and I'm looking for some critiques on my listing. And he did give us an item number. You want to do a dish listing right now?
Well, why not? I always have a good time. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So the item number is 2010-4340-5602. Again, that's 2010-4340-5602. Okay.
It's a little ensemble. Let's see. New without tags. New. All right, that's confusing right off.
NWOT.
Mm-hmm. So NWOT is understood as an acronym for new without tags. And then the word new. Okay, I'll let it go. Girls, three-piece, Izod, sweater, winter, outfit, set, 18M rose.
That means 18 month, by the way.
18 months. So, I don't know enough about infants' clothing to tell you whether this is good or not.
For me, I would put the girl's three-piece Izod sweater before the NWOT.
Okay.
Because people are going to be looking at it on their mobile devices. They want to see the title, and it says NWOT on it. I don't know. That's just me. Griff, I love the way she has laid out. Now, I know that you're going to talk about the pictures.
Yes.
But I love the way she's laid out the little baby outfit because it shows the sweater and the little thing that comes, the little onesie that's underneath.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And the pants from it. I just love the way she set that up.
Yeah, and I got to say that.
He.
Right. Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
I like the photos. I think they're okay. I think this is a great example of working with minimal equipment, so you're not, spending a fortune on studio photography setup and getting pretty good pictures. Some of these were taken with the camera flash, but they're not bad. So I won't ding you for
that.
They
could be a little brighter.
Well, and I was going to say that it may have been wiser to put this on a dark background so it pops. I think that if you increase the exposure when you're either in your camera or afterwards in editing software, I could see where because the pants and the sweater are white, where it actually may make it harder to see detail and there's very little contrast in that case. So I think under the circumstances, he's done a good job. And I can see the item pretty clearly. So I'd be hard-pressed. I'm zooming in I can zoom in just enough with the size of his photos to see that if there's any imperfections or anything, and I don't see any. So I'm okay with the photos.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and like we say, you know, there's always room for improvement, but I think when you've reached a baseline where the buyer can tell what it is they're getting, then that's what really counts. And I could tell what I was buying here.
So the item specifics are good. Izod white, 100% cotton, long sleeve, occasion, every day for the little person.
Every day.
This is such a cute little outfit.
18-month-old children don't go to work, so.
No, they don't.
That's right. Or cocktail parties.
Exactly.
They shouldn't be.
Selling the following item: Izod three-piece sweater, onesie, corduroy pants, material, 100% cotton, color sweater. You know, I'm going to nitpick. I don't like the way it looks.
That's a little nitpicking. A little nitpicking. I mean, I can understand what he's saying, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Not the neatest thing in the world. Different font sizes are confusing.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think it's fine. And they have a cute little template in the background, which is fine because I like that because everything is white in the middle, which is good.
You love that white in the middle.
Yeah, I do.
And the terms are pretty easy to read. I only ship within the United States. I will accept returns. Items come from a smoke and pet-free home. I love that it's brief and easy and understand. Mm-hmm. I know. I'm glad you take returns. Not sure. Let's see what it says here for return. 14 days, money back. Buyer pays return shipping. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear. So that's good.
Okay. What do you think for a Tureen score?
I'm going to say 4.85.
4.85 sounds good to me, too. Congratulations. It's pretty darn good score.
Thanks, Big Daddy.
Thank you, Big Daddy.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage. Free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. We've got open phones, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. KabbageWithAK.com. They believe in you.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to PageMage.com. And did we mention it's free?
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 246.
The secrets of estate sale success. Herb Oberman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Herwald Dallas. He says there are other ways to research estate sales besides getting up at the crack of dawn.
You can sit at your desk with your computer and look up estate sales in your city, and a lot of the people will be registered. Or if you go to this estatesales.net, many of them are already registered. They're filed by state. So if you're in Southern California, you click on California and say, okay, I want those in Ojai, and I want those in San Diego, and find out who's there. And you can literally go to their websites and sign up online without physically going to the sale.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Give us a call, why don't you, at 888-RADIO-30. We'd love to take your calls. We live to take your calls. We want to take your calls. 888-723-4630.
Bob in Oakland, Florida. User ID, look what Bob found. Wants a listing dish. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Okay, this is something weird that I picked up. I was having a hard time trying to come up with a description and title and everything like that. I went on a shifting with the boys' website, you know, the Facebook site and all of that, trying to get ideas for it.
So here is the listing number, Griff. It's 3808-5623-0711. Again, that's 3808-5623-0711.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
Very interesting.
It's a jalapeno man in the moon light wood figure, 9 inches tall, with base, made in Indonesia.
It's a beauty.
Yeah, I just can't figure out if that was a good name for it or what.
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, it's a work of art in a sense, and I guess, let's see, what else could he have? I might have said this. So I'm not so sure. Is this a jalapeno? I guess it could be. Could be a banana, I guess.
Yeah, that's what everybody sort of gave me the idea for, was calling. I couldn't come up with it. They said it looks like a jalapeno. Like Jose Jalapeno, but I know I couldn't use that name.
So I probably wouldn't have used Man in the Moon. I might say jalapeno banana figure.
Wait,
painted.
I'm writing as fast as I can.
It's supposed to be a crescent moon.
Is that, how do you know that?
Right. That's the shape.
Well, I think.
And I've seen it called that on other items like it, just painted and sculpted a little differently.
So I might say jalapeno banana moon, maybe crescent moon. Carved, painted, wood figure.
Wait a minute. I can't write that right. Carved, painted, wood
figure.
Okay.
I don't know if I would put 9 inch tall in the title. I might put, what else could I put? Indonesia. I wouldn't use the words made in. I would just say Indonesia. Give an idea of where it was made.
Yeah.
Because you have to think like a buyer. So if a buyer's searching for unusual wood carvings, they're going to look for wood carving, maybe painted wood carving. Somebody's collecting either jalapeno or banana or man on the moon or crescent moon. They might search on the word moon or crescent moon or banana or jalapeno. So those are search terms, whereas made in is probably not something that's going to be included, or with base, probably not going to be included in search. And it's hard to say either way, but I would tend to think that someone's not going to search for something that's just 9 inches tall. So those work well in the description or item specifics, but I would use just the keywords to describe the item based on what intuitively you would think a buyer might use when they're searching for items similar to this one.
Now, he does free shipping.
We love that.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Pictures. Griff, I can see everything.
Yeah, pictures are good. I love the pictures. I'm perfectly happy with the pictures.
Underneath carving of crescent moon decorated as jalapeno man in the moon. Okay.
That's great.
Made in Indonesia, lightweight wood, sits on wood base. Very neat looking list.
Yeah. Says it all.
Condition worn, maybe distressed paint, label residue on bottom.
Yeah,
some
that
separation
distressed
from
paint
base.
Was what somebody told me to put in there. That it may not actually be worn.
Yeah, and that's fine.
That is, you know, like they have distressed wood and they paint it.
Yes, of
course. That's the look.
Yeah, it's a look.
Made in Indonesia sticker.
But it may just be real old.
I can't find anything wrong with this listing.
I can't.
It's got
either.
Fast. Does it have fast and free? No, it just says free for
free,
where I am.
Free.
But that's fine. And it's
it
free.
It should have fast and free somewhere.
Well, you're in Florida and I'm in San Diego, so that's probably why it just says free.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
So on me, it says
estimated. Say fast and free.
Well, it won't say it for everyone. It'll say it depending on where they're located in relationship to where you're located based on the shipping that option that you provided for free. So that looks like it's economy parcel select. And for people who live close by to you, maybe within a few states, they may see fast and free. For me or for Lee, we're on the West Coast, we won't see it based on this class of service. It won't show up on every list. It won't show up for every buyer. Remember, it depends on where the buyer is located in relationship to you and the class of service you're providing for free shipping.
So he is a top-rated plus?
Yeah, that means the item is top-rated plus. He's a top-rated seller, 100% positive feedback. I like the item. I'm going to say, I can't find anything wrong with this. I have to say five.
Me too.
Man, there you go, Bob.
Yay!
Wow. I've never gotten a five.
Well, stick around. You might get a six. Who knows? Five is great. That's the top.
I'll make the changes. Like I said, we went back and forth for over an hour on the chat board about this, and I just put together what everybody suggested.
And I think the suggestions are good. It's a, you know, it is a matter of opinion a lot of times, and with something that's one of a kind. Oh, you could use that. You could use the OOAK, one of a kind. That's a popular acronym. That might because people use that for searching. That might grab you some eyeballs. I think you're doing great.
You got a five. It's a good day, Bob.
Yeah,
life
don't complain, Bob.
Life is good, baby.
You're fine. You got a five. Well, you know how people are. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Up next, eBay in person. Right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial. And here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool. And it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting three-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.